Yeah, yeah, sure, no problem.
Coach Allen was thought that you guys looked like you had a four days off today. Did you kind of have the same feeling about practice today?
Yeah, I think we all did. I don't think any of us were pleased with how any of us did today.
Yeah.
And you know, offensively, we got to be better. I think overall, if you talk about last week, I think we made some good strides last week. But you know, today was unacceptable a little bit. You know, we need a little bit better energy, better execution. We were throwing a lot of new stuff in there, and first time you're in the red zone, it's always a little bit difficult. You know, first time together and everything like that. But you know, with that being said, I got to be better, and you know, we got to be sharper as a group and whole.
Last time we talked to you, it was maybe Charles Woodson would come here, so you were choosing your words a little carefully because he wasn't here yet.
Yeah.
Although maybe you knew, I don't know. Now that he's here, what does he bring here?
You know, I was extremely excited, as I'm sure you guys were, when I heard that we signed him, because I got experience with him, you know, when I was behind Aaron. I was the scout team guy, you know, every day in practice, so I got to throw against him and know what he can do, know what he brings to the table. He's extremely smart. You know, most of the time he knows the offensive concepts, you know, better than the offense does. You know, he's seen everything there is to see when it comes to route concepts and what people try to attack him with. And so that's kind of what he brings. He brings a leadership, a little bit of swagger, and you know, we are extremely blessed to be able to get him here.
And just that part of it, I mean, the way he carries himself,
right?
The way he carries himself in the locker room. Is there maybe outside of, you know, Ray Lewis, who's retired now, is there another guy in this league that has as much credibility throughout the league as he does?
You know, I'm not sure. You know, I think there are some guys out there. You know, definitely a lot of those older guys, but he definitely has it, and he has my respect just because what I've seen him say to the team in Green Bay, what I've seen him bring to the table, and with leadership. And he just, you know, like I said, I'm a little bit more excited probably than some of the guys that don't know him a lot, don't know him real well.
What have you guys heard about DJ?
Do what?
DJ Hayden.
You know, I that's the first I've heard about anything today. I just heard that he was out. Haven't heard anything. Don't know what's going on. And, you know, that's, you know, something that they're going to look at, I'm sure, but I have no idea.
We had a minor procedure to remove scar tissue from
his. Oh, did he really? Oh, that's a fortune.
Was he looking good before? Was he struggling with his?
Yeah, I'm not real sure. I was kind of so focused on what my guys were doing, what I was doing. I didn't really notice too much, but, you know, I just, you know, thoughts and prayers with him.
To what degree are you guys implementing any of the good habits, the good training methods that you guys used in Green Bay down here?
Well, I think definitely what we're trying to do right now is have high energy, try to get in as many plays as we can, have good energy from the beginning of practice to the end. And I think that forms good practice habits, that forms a good mentality to go out there, and you have to be sharp. You have to be sharp on everything you do when you're hustling around and getting from drill to drill. But I think the mentality that, you know, I'd like everyone to have is expect to win. Every time you run a play, every time you play a game, expect to win. Don't accept the losing. And I think if you can form that mentality of expecting to win and knowing you're going to win, then, you know, good things happen and stuff starts to happen. So,
what do you think of Olsen's offense so far? Does it suit your talent skills?
Yeah, I really like the offense. You know, he's done a lot of things. I've been watching a lot of his offenses the past few years, and, you know, I like what I see, and I like what we're doing. We definitely have to get in more of a rhythm with what's happening. There's a lot of shifts and motions going on, so we got to definitely get sharper and getting lined up and getting to the right spots and, you know, running the right routes against the right, right coverages. There's a lot of stuff going through everyone's head right now, and, you know, that we got to get that better so we can start taking – steps to execute better.
How would you assess the quarterback competition so far?
You know, I think we're all learning, we're all progressing, and you know, like I said before, you know, I don't look at it as I'm competing with Terrell or Tyler. I have to compete with myself first. I can't control what anybody else does. I can't control if someone goes out there and you know, throws a touchdown. I can't go in the next play and try to force it down the field just to match somebody. I've got to play within the system, play within myself, know what I do well, and just take it from there.
Is this team being underrated right now? I mean, I know it's way early in the offseason.
You know, I don't know what's being said outside of these walls, but, you know, I think if people are doubting us, then I definitely think we're going to be underrated. I think that we have a lot of talent here, and the attitude in the building, the attitude in the locker room, on the field, it's really good right now. And I think we can just keep on building, keep on doing the little things right, learn what we're supposed to do, then we can start really growing and turning some heads.